Apostle, sir, can you come up, sir? Thank you for that. On behalf of the leadership of ACC Global, we want to appreciate your faithfulness to this body of Christ, and to appreciate your leadership in the body of Christ for always coming when we ask you to. And when you come, God uses you to release, to show signs and wonder. We want to say thank you, sir. More auction to function in Jesus' name.
So rise up on your feet as I welcome Apostle to the microphone. I don't want him to go back.
Hallelujah. My goodness, this place feels like home. Let's give God's servant and prophet, Pastor Amos Fenwa, and his lovely wife, the First Lady. Please give them a big God bless you. Give them a big God bless you. Give them a 30 years old God bless you. 30 years old God bless you. It means the clap should at least be 30. Let's go. At least 30 years. Count by yourself. When you get to 30, stop. Twenty-five, twenty-six, twenty-seven, twenty-eight, twenty-nine. Come on, Holy Ghost Christian Center. 30. Give it to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Blessings to you. Please, you may be gloriously seated. Thank you, sir. Thank you sincerely. You and the First Lady. It's an honor to serve Jesus. Thank you for the honor that you've shown me in this house every time I've had the opportunity to come. And I want to thank every man and every woman of God here. I stand on the existing protocol. I may not be able to call your name, but I honor you from the depth of my heart. And to the leadership, those who are the lieutenants who have held the hand of the angel over this house, may the Lord bless you. We respect, we appreciate, and we honor your service in Jesus' name. How many of you were blessed by the worship team? Incredible. Let's give them a big God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So we'll be looking, I'll go straight to the word for tonight. I love to bring God's word to his people, because when people hear the word of God, when it is accurately communicated, and if they understand, you see, the word of God is like a vehicle. It never leaves you where you are. It takes you from where you are to the place of prophecy. Every time God wants to move you, he sends his word. There is the revealed word, there is the spoken word, but there is the sent word. It's still the word, but the dynamics of their operation is different. The revealed word, the spoken word, the sent word. The Bible says if he does send his word, it heals and delivers. So we expect to see the word of God do wonders in our lives. I'll be teaching along your theme, and I trust that God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you ask the Lord to give you an encounter one more time whilst you're seated? Father, I'll never get too familiar with your presence. I open up my heart to receive your wisdom, and that includes those who are connected online. Would you pray that simple prayer from the depth of your heart? Like a maid looking up to her mistress to receive. Our eyes are on you, O God. Visit us, change our lives, bring increase to our lives. In Jesus' name.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill these atmospheres.
Help me.
Your glory, God, is for our lungs to be overcome by
the one more time. Let's invite the Holy Spirit and acknowledge His presence. That we know He is here to do us good. That we know He is here to change us. That we know He is here to raise us up. For tonight doubles as a prophetic word over somebody's life, and I'm praying in the name of Jesus that as you hear it, let your heart receive, that the Lord will bring you increase on every side in the name of Jesus Christ. Increase on every side. Psalm 71:21. Increase on every side. Psalm 71:21. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He says, you shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Who is saying amen?
Amen.
You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Can I give you two more scriptures? Isaiah 60 and verse 22. Increase on every side. Isaiah 60 and verse 22. He says, a little one shall become a thousand. I'm prophesying to someone now. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. It says, I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. Let me turn it to prophecy. That a little one among us here will become a thousand, and a small one shall be a great nation, and it will not take time. The Lord will hasten it. That means I will not be surprised if it happens by April. I won't be surprised if it happens by May. I won't even be surprised if it happens by March, that God will increase someone supernaturally. You believe that? Say amen. Job 8:7. Shabrato siata. Job chapter 8 and verse 7. Though your beginning be small, yet. Though your beginning be small, though your job be small, though your salary be small, it says, yet your later end would increase abundantly. Who is ready to receive? I declare in the name of Jesus that though your beginning be small, under this unction, under this grace, I place something upon your head that causes what you have to multiply. I place grace upon your destiny that causes what you have to multiply. Let your business multiply. Let your business increase. Let your job increase. Let your influence increase. Let your voice be amplified in the name of Jesus. Please be seated. God is a God of increase. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 6. God is a God of increase. I planted and Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Who gives increase? So God is a God of increase. I want you to settle it for a fact that everywhere you see increase in righteousness, God is behind it. Increase in influence, increase in power. He says, to them who have no might, He increases strength. God is a God of increase. Number two, increase is part of our divine mandate. Increase is part, when God was spelling out our divine mandate, according to Genesis 1:26 to 28, particularly verse 28, the mandate to be fruitful, the mandate to multiply, the mandate to replenish, to subdue, to have dominion, within that mandate is increase. It's impossible to experience fruitfulness and multiplication without increase. Is someone learning? Please take note of the points. that number one, God is a God of increase. Paul can plant, Apollo can water, John can do the business. Are we together? This one can do whatever it is, but God is the one who gives increase. And then that it is part of our divine mandate to experience increase. Number three, the Bible is full of promises of increase. The Bible is not silent as to the idea of increase. Psalm 115 verse 14. The Bible contains promises about increase. It says, may the Lord give you increase more and more. You and your children. Let's do KJV. Media, except otherwise, let's go back to KJV. It says, the Lord increase you, KJV says. The Lord shall increase you more and more. Say amen. Amen. You and your children. Amen. I say it again. The Lord shall increase you more and more. Amen. You and your children. Amen. The Bible is full of promises of increase. We read two already, that the Lord will increase your greatness and comfort you on all sides, and that though your beginning be small, your latter end should increase. Do you believe that? Number four, Jesus himself increased. Luke chapter 2 and verse 52. The Bible says, and Jesus increased. He increased in wisdom. He increased in stature. He increased in favor with God and with men. Say increase. Read the second and the third word you can see written in that verse. Look carefully. Just the second and the third word. Please shout it as loud as you can. One, two, go. Again. Again. One more time. Jesus himself, when he walked in the flesh, he increased in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and with men. Furthermore, whilst Jesus walked upon the earth, he demonstrated increase. He demonstrated increase in his earth work. Mark chapter 8, please give us 19 and 20. He demonstrated increase when he used 5 loaves and 2 fish and fed 5,000. When he used 7 loaves and a few fish. Remember, I hope you know that those were 2 separate miracles. The Bible tells us here, that's why I'm using that scripture for sake of time. It says, when I break 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragment did you take up? And they said, 12. Verse 20. It says, and when I had 7 among 4,000. So there were 2 separate incidences. 7 among the 4,000. How many baskets were left? And they said 7. He demonstrated increase. In fact, because of lack of increase and fruitfulness, Jesus cursed a fig tree. The Bible says he came and saw the fig tree taken from the earth, and even though it was not the time of figs, but because he was still connected to the earth, hallelujah, he cursed it and it withered by the morrow. Jesus demonstrated increase. Jesus taught on increase. He did not just demonstrate it. He did not just increase himself, but he taught on increase. In Matthew chapter 25, when you read from verse 14 to 30, it's a long read, so we'll not read it. This right there is the parable of the talent. It was a teaching on increase, that he gave unto one 5 talents. He gave unto one 2 talents. He gave unto the other 1 talent. And the Bible says he went about his journey and he expected increase. The one with 5 talents went and traded it, had 5 more. The one with 2 talents went and traded it and had 2 more. But the one who refused to make increase out of what he had, that one was called a wicked and unprofitable servant. Not a lazy servant. Wicked and unprofitable. Matthew 25 from verse 14 to 30 is the full text for reference. So God is a God of increase, number one. Number two, increase is part of our divine mandate. Number three, Jesus himself increased. Number four, he demonstrated increase in his earth work. Number five, he taught on increase. Number six, the apostles experience increase. Acts chapter 2 and verse 41. The apostles themselves experience increase. The Bible says, and then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Say increase. Shout like you're understanding me. Say increase. Same Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. The apostles experience increase. The Bible says, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily. Like he will be adding to your life daily. Like he'll be adding to your finances daily. This is a prophetic church. So when you hear a word that resonates with your spirit, you receive it. I say it again, like God will be adding to you daily. Like God will be surprising your enemies daily. Like God will be silencing your mockers daily. In the name of Jesus Christ. And the Lord added to the church daily and should be saved. The apostles experience increase. I said earlier on that fruitfulness is a product of growth and increase. How many of you are following so far? Now, increase is multidimensional. Increase is multidimensional, meaning you can experience increase across the various facets of your life. There is no aspect of your life that cannot experience increase. Your spiritual life can experience increase. Your finances can experience increase. Are we learning now? Your joy can experience increase. There is what the Bible calls the fullness of joy. You can have joy, but not have the fullness of joy. It says, hitherto you have asked for nothing. It says, ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Your finances can experience increase. So increase is multidimensional. Faith can increase. Luke 17:5. They prayed a prayer and they said, increase our faith. Faith can increase. Is someone learning? Greatness can increase. Psalm 71:21. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Wealth can increase. My goodness. Genesis 26 and verse 13. Wealth can increase. A man's wealth and finances can increase. Let's read together Genesis 26 and verse 13. It says, and the man works great and went forward. There's one of the renditions, I don't know if it's amplified. It says, he began to increase. He began. The man began. There was a day he did not have increase in his life. But it says, the man works great and went forward and grew until he became very great. Wealth can increase. Influence can increase. Knowledge can increase. Colossians chapter 1, 9 and 10. I'm showing you that increase is multidimensional. So that in releasing your faith for increase, you don't just select one area of your life. It says you will increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard of it, it says, do not cease to pray for you, that and desire that he might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Verse 10, it says, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Here it is. And increasing in the knowledge of God. You can increase in the knowledge of God. And how many of you know that grace and peace is a function of increase in the knowledge of God? So the greater your knowledge of God, the greater the grace, the investment of his spirit, are we together, that is manifested through your life. So increase is multidimensional. Now, what is increase? Let me define for you what increase is. I made a comment during the pastor's session in the morning, or was it afternoon, that one of the ways to help people understand is to unify their definitions terminologies are very important. Sometimes, because we largely communicate through English, we can take for granted that because a word is pronounced or a word is being discussed, that everybody has a unified understanding of that word. Sometimes it may not be so. When you say God, it means many things to many people. And it's always important that in teaching, you unify people's understanding so that we are not careless as to the definition of increase. Let me give you a definition of increase so that it will guide our faith, because faith is vision dependent. Your faith must latch onto something that has a definition. Are we together? What is increase? Increase means to become progressively greater. To become progressively greater in size, in number, in volume, and in intensity. Four things. Increase means to progressively become greater in size, to become progressively greater in volume, to become progressively greater in number, and to become progressively greater in intensity. Size, volume, number, intensity, increase. If you're understanding, say amen. What does it mean to increase? That you become progressively greater. That means you are not experiencing increase if yesterday is greater than today. Are we together? The nature of increase demands that your current state is always greater than your former state, and that your future state will always be greater than your current state. Consistent with what the Bible says, that the path of the just is as a shining light. Are we still Bible students? And that it shines more and more, more and more, more and more. Everything that wants you to have a worse tomorrow, we curse it in this place tonight. In the name of Jesus. No matter how glorious 2025 was, I'm telling you, 2026 will surpass it by far. No matter how great January and February was, I'm saying it to you and I'm saying it to this great ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the grace for increase that is resting on this assembly, that is resting on your life, you will go forward. You will go forward in the name of Jesus. Progressively becoming greater. The next question we have to answer is, why increase? Why would God place this burden upon the heart of his servant to teach his people and to guide the entire Holy Ghost Christian family and the body of Christ along the subject of increase? What is so special about increase? In as much as I've shown you increase in the Bible as our mandate and in Jesus's life, but why does God want the believer to increase? The answer is found in John chapter 15 and verse 8. And I'd like us to read it as loud as we can, if media is able to give it to us. Ready, everybody? Let's go. One, two, go. The word hearing means, this is how my Father is glorified. When you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. How many of you have seen a coach train 22 players or 11 players, and he sits by the side and watches the players? How many of you see the joy as they begin to score goals, especially when they beat the other team flawlessly? In 10 minutes, they've given them 2-0. You see those kind of things. Your destiny will soon look like that. In the name of Jesus Christ. That you don't have time to waste. By March, you've already conquered some things. Not by December. Listen, there's a kind of victory where it's like you are dragging at the end of it. You see that in boxing. They have to stop them, then they start again, then they stop them. But there are certain people, there's no argument. From start, they will beat the enemy with no chance for him to even revenge. Honestly, this year, that's how your destiny will be. It will be victory upon victory. No space for defeat. No space for negotiation. I'm placing grace upon you. Victory upon victory. Increase upon increase. Like the layers of an onion. Just when they think they've exhausted you, you'll come out with another dimension again. In the name of Jesus. Someone shout increase.
You are prophesying to yourself. Say increase. Say myself, in the name of Jesus, experience increase. Say it again, my destiny, in the name of Jesus, experience increase. Open your mouth in 1 minute and pray before you see. My destiny, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. It's your season of increase. Shabrakatabakatos. Come on, speak to your music ministry. Speak to ministry. Speak to your work. It's my season of increase. In Jesus' name we pray. Please be seated. Listen to me. One of the major ways God is glorified, likened to how a coach receives honor when he watches the players do well. When you watch the coach, back to my example, so they begin to score 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, 4-0, that kind of flawless victory. You find the players running back to the coach to say thank you. Then they go back and score again. Then they return back and say thank you. Then they go back and score again. You see that now? That man is glorified by their excelling. They validate that he's an exceptional coach. His worth continues to increase as they see the products of his wisdom. Now, in this case, God does not increase. He fills all and in all. But the knowledge of his glory increases on earth. The more we walk in victory, the more we experience results. It's found in Galatians 1:24. It says, and they glorified God in me. Galatians 1:24. And they glorified God in me. God can be glorified in and through a man. And they glorified God in me. The level and the extent of your results and the consistency of your results. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men, Matthew 5:16, that they may see your good works or good deeds and glorify your Father. Are we together? Ephesians 2:10, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had preordained or before ordained that we should walk in them. So when the saints excel, God is glorified. When there's increase on every side, God is glorified. In theology, we call it the reflection principle. John 17 and verse 1, Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven and he said, Father, the hour has come. He said, glorify your son, that your son may bring glory to you. So the way God is glorified on earth is that he invests his glory on the son. Are we together? And then as the son excels, it brings glory. How many of you parents have seen your child return with an award? He took first position. He was the most disciplined student. He was the one who did not make noise in the class and so on and so forth. And as he carries the awards, as they call it, you know, the friends tap the mother and she's trying to act and contain herself. That's the kind of joy that is in the heart of God. The more we excel, the more we rise, the more dominion is established in our lives. Is someone learning? So when we talk about contending for increase, it's not from a carnal standpoint. Number one, we are fulfilling that divine mandate because he said, be fruitful. The dominion mandate is not a suggestion, it's a command. God blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, subdue, have dominion. The heaven of heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth hath he given to the sons of men. So we increase and we bring glory to God. Number two, when we increase, it is a consolation to our loving Jesus. It is a consolation to our serving Jesus. It is a consolation to our believing in Jesus. I want you to write that down. Your increase is a consolation to your Christian experience. Now, you can love the Lord whether things happen well or not. But I can tell you this, there is a consolation to your Christian experience when the word of God walks in your life, when the promises of God find expression in your life. You can serve God whether you are staying in a one-room apartment or you are even sleeping by the bridge. But I can tell you, you will serve God with joy and gladness of heart
when you have the opportunity to serve him in a place that is comfortable for you and your children. Am I right on that?
Yeah.
Hitherto you have asked for nothing. He says, ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. He said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts? But the key is to realize it is his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Who is learning? Say, I receive increase. Because if you don't know the purpose of increase, your faith will not open to receive it. You will feel you are walking against the will of God. That's why I took the time to run you through scripture, so that we knock off every unbelief. It is God's will for you to walk in increase. Hallelujah. Increase is multidimensional. And God desires that we increase, so that number one, he is glorified. Number two, so that you find consolation to your Christian experience. Let me give you one more reason why you should increase. That is the only way to truly fulfill Genesis 12 and verse 3. That in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. It's impossible to truly be a blessing without increase. And when I talk of increase, I hope you are not limiting it to money. Increase in knowledge makes you a greater blessing. Increase in the anointing makes you a better blessing. Increase in faith makes you a better blessing. Increase in influence makes you a better blessing. Increase in finances makes you a better blessing. Regardless what area you look at it, increase always translates to you being a blessing. Say, I receive increase. Don't mind the devil. Shout it. Say, I receive increase. We receive increase. We receive increase. So that God will be glorified through my life, I receive increase. So that my Christian experience, I will have a consolation that it pays to love Jesus, that it pays to serve Jesus, that it pays to live for Jesus, that there is profit in living for Jesus. Hallelujah. Increase is truly a consolation to the believer. It is not the reason we love Jesus. It is not the reason we serve him, but settle it for a fact. It's a real consolation. And if you do not believe increase is a real consolation, then you have never really received increase. Are we together? Jesus increased in wisdom. He increased in stature. He increased in favor with God and with men. Then he later increased in the anointing. These were the things that made him to do ministry well. Increase. Hallelujah. Now, I want to share with you the principles of increase. As it is with every dimension of possibility in the kingdom, it is a product of engaging specific kingdom laws. Write that down. Increase is the resultant effect of engaging specific kingdom laws. Please, you may want to write that. Increase is the resultant effect of engaging specific kingdom laws. It does not just happen because you wish it to be. It does not just happen because you desire it to be. You've confessed increase. You shouted amen. Now let me request that you please pay attention for the next few minutes as I run through a list. These are irrefutable principles. If you live by them and engage them by faith, I give you a guarantee your life will be nothing short of a life of increase in ever increasing proportions. You believe that? Say amen.
Amen.
Increase is not a wish. Increase is beyond a desire. It is the resultant effect of engaging specific kingdom keys. They are called the mysteries of the kingdom. Matthew 13 and verse 11. It has been given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. These are the mysteries of dominion. Job chapter 38 and verse 33. Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? And can thou set up God's dominion with those laws? Give us NLT. And then we go to NIV. Media, if you can find us NLT. I want everybody to read NLT. And I want us to read NIV. Whichever you can find. Alright, this is NLT. We'll read NLT. Then please, let's go to NIV. Everyone who can see it, if you love Jesus, shout that scripture with all your heart. Ready? One, two, go. Do you know the laws of the universe? And can you use them to regulate the earth? The mysteries of the kingdom. Now let's see what NIV says. Are you ready? Do you know the laws of the heavens? And can you set up God's dominion over the earth? So your life will not move at the frequency of desire. Desire is important, but what desire is to destiny is what salt is to food. As important as salt is, you can't cook salt and serve me with it. It's important, but it's not as important as the rice. Are we together? Yeah. You can't bake salt or bake. No. When the food is there, then you can add, you can sprinkle it. So don't say, I desire increase. That's one ingredient. A lesser one at that. You have to understand the whole combination. So please journey with me for a few minutes as I unveil to you by the integrity of God's word the keys that really bring increase in the kingdom. If you're ready, shout amen. Amen. Number one, the first principle that governs increase in the kingdom is your connection with God. Your connection to God and your connection with God. The strength of your connection with God, you want to put it that way. John chapter 15, please, from verse 1 to 5. But the verse of emphasis will be 4 and 5. The first secret of increase in the kingdom, as revealed in the scripture, is the strength of your connection to God. Let's start from verse 1. I'll run it through till 5. I am the vine, true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Verse 2, please. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Let's shout 4 and 5 together. Ready? 1, 2, go. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Stop there. Don't rush that scripture. He's already giving you a warning. Don't waste your time. He's saying the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. I know you are a businessman wanting to increase and be fruitful. I know you are a parent, but he gave a disclaimer. He said, anytime you see a branch bearing fruit, it is because it is connected to the vine. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide with the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. Let's read verse 5 together. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same. My goodness. The same bringeth forth fruit. The same businessman who abides is the one who brings forth fruit. The same mother, the same father, the same preacher, the same man of God. The same, not another one. The one who abides connected to the vine is the one who produces fruit. I am the true vine. There are false connections. You join yourself to many chariots and you find out that the grafting does not work. You know how it is as you graft a plant and then you put it and expect it. There's no compatibility. But he's the true vine. That once you graft yourself to him, you can be sure that something begins to flow from the root to the vine to the tree. Behind consistency of results, behind ever increasing dimensions of glory that you see in the life of any man, I'm telling you, the results are revealing the strength of his connection with God. How many of you know that if you buy a brand new television, usually the interior people can do an excellent work. So they will cover where the television connects to the wall and connects to a socket. You may not see it, but it's there. All you need to do is press your remote or speak to it or do whatever it is, and it comes on almost magically. But behind the scene, are we together now? Even though it was covered by the interior people to make your living room look good, don't be deceived. That television is not powering itself. It is connected. That's what happens. You may not see the man's secret business with God, but what you see is the fruits of it. Are we together now? Behind any destiny that is fruitful and experiencing increase in righteousness, consistently so, I'm telling you, the first key is the strength of that man's connection. Abide in me. Abide in me. Abide in me. Many people want increase in finance, increase in ministry, increase in influence, and they run around trying to route other ways and other sources. And the one who gives increase, still remember our scripture? Paul plants, Apollo waters, but exclusively it is God that gives the increase. And they do not come to him. The Bible already said to come before the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and help in the time of need. One of the things you may have heard me teach about help is that help can come too late. It matters that help comes on time. The value of help is that it comes when you need it. Help can come too late. That's why the Bible says to receive help in the time of need. The reason why the sister of Lazarus cried was that when Jesus arrived, Lazarus had died 3 days. He said, your coming is a waste. If you had come on time, he would not have died. Jesus said, don't worry, even now, it's not too late. Your connection. Believers, please hear me. The journey to increase is not a carnally minded person's advocacy to fuel lust. I want money by all means. I want increase by all means. No, sir. It is the depth of your walk with God, the depth of your connection. The hotter your passion, the greater your increase. I can tell you this. Grace and peace is multiplied through the knowledge. The stronger your secret place, the stronger your prayer life, the stronger and the deeper your consecration with God, loving him sincerely, your devotion unto him, I'm telling you will see fruitfulness in your life and you will experience increase. Many believers, you may have heard me observe, they are interested in using God, not loving him. That's why they don't get increase. Lord, I need you to grow my church. So God to you is like manure, is like fertilizer. Just come and make my church grow and then you can go. NPK, I hear you bring people, just make it happen. And God says, no. Is that all I mean to you? Hallelujah. I have found this in my life. The secret of everything, the little that you see God doing in the life of this man standing before you, is not too much of technical knowledge. Thank God for knowledge. Thank God for skill. But I'm telling you, the secret, the presence of God. Hallelujah. I shared a bit with the leaders in the morning that when the glory of God rests upon your life, that glory comes with encounters, and the encounters come with tokens of his glory. The token of wisdom, the token of understanding, the token of power, the token of skill, the token of utterance. These are the things that buy money. These are the intangible resources. There is no market that sells wisdom. There are libraries, but wisdom as a commodity cannot be bought on earth. There is no market that sells utterance. There is no market that sells anointing. There is no market that sells all of these things. If you are looking for them, you must outsource them from a realm and a dimension that is beyond the earth. And the only conveyor of those realities is the glory of God. So as you spend time loving him, passionately devoted to him, not in a pretentious way, so that men will say you love God, but a depth of connection. I'm telling you, whatever flows from the vine flows through the branches. The branch is the fruit bearing part of the vine. If you want to verify that a tree is fruitful, you look at the branches when it is time for fruit. Am I speaking with you? Hallelujah. So your connection, very quickly, number two. The second key that controls increase. Are you ready? Knowledge. 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 The greater your knowledge, and there are three dimensions of this knowledge. I'll talk about it quickly. The greater your knowledge, the greater the manifestation of the glory of God in your life, and the greater increase manifests in your life. Now, please look at me. Every time we talk of knowledge in the kingdom, there are three dimensions of knowledge. Please learn this and don't forget. The highest level of knowledge is the knowledge of God. That's the highest level of knowledge any man can press into. The knowledge of God. John 17:3. This is life everlasting, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus whom thou hast sent. That's the highest level of knowledge. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, the strong man glory in his strength, the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. That should be Jeremiah 9:23, thereabout. The pride of the believer is that you know God. Number two, the second dimension of knowledge is the knowledge of the principles of the kingdom. The knowledge of the principles of the kingdom. The third dimension of knowledge, which is the lowest, even though it's important, is knowledge in your area of expertise. Knowledge in your field of endeavor. Are you saying that if all you have is secular education, that's 1/3, and is the lowest one of the three? That's why sometimes you can be disappointed. Now, there's nothing wrong with getting secular education, but in addition to knowledge in your field of endeavor, expertise in your field of endeavor, you add to it the knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom. Let me tell you something. You can have someone who is an exceptional IT person, but does not know the law of honor, does not know the law of relationship. Now, those are higher laws. They are the laws that make your education work. Are we together now? So you can have technical academic knowledge, but if you do not know the knowledge of the laws of the universe, the knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom, like the knowledge, the law of honor, like the law of diligence, like the law of consistency, if you do not understand this, you find out that your academic knowledge will seem to not be able to provide results. And then the highest level of knowledge is not the knowledge of it, it's the knowledge of him. God himself. Is someone learning? But generally speaking, the greater your knowledge, the greater the glory of God manifests through your life, and the greater it is that you experience increase. It takes discipline to get knowledge. Knowledge, again, is beyond desire. You must press. Through desire, Proverbs 18 and verse 1, a man, any man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. So desire initiates the process of the journey, but you must press for knowledge. Are we together? Knowledge is not a gift, it's a reward. You must press. You must press with hunger. You must press with meekness. Everybody say knowledge. The more you know, that's why you must thank Pastor for allowing for this conference and bringing in speaker after speaker. Are we together? What you are getting is distilled knowledge. You see, what makes mentorship powerful is that the knowledge you get from mentorship has been distilled. It's aggregated. Nonsense has been removed from sense. And so it's consumable immediately. It saves you the labor of having to edit. Are we together now? Yes. Distilled knowledge. Number three. Anyone who desires to receive and experience increase. Are you ready? Obedience. The third principle that translates to increase is obedience. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Please quickly give us 15 and 16. Someone's life is changing. Say amen. See, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. Verse 16. In that I command you this day to love the Lord your God and to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments. To what end? That thou mayest live and multiply And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. Obedience is directly connected to increase. Forget about increase if you place value on disobedience. Obedience is not just repeating what God has said. Obedience is keeping the conditions that guarantee his participation. Obedience. Many say what God has said, but they do not walk in keeping with the conditions. Every promise of God in scripture concerning you, especially increase, is connected to a condition. Don't just claim the promise. Obtain the doing grace to satisfy the condition connected to the manifestation of the promise. Do you understand me now? Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to obey. I receive grace to obey. Don't just claim promises. You must obtain grace to obey. It's called the doing grace. It says, now that ye know these things, blessed or happy are you if you do them. If you do them. If you do them. Joshua 1 and verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from out of your mouth. It says, but you shall meditate. Joshua 1 and verse 8. You shall meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do. That thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. It says, then, after your obedience, you shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. It says, having the readiness to judge every disobedience when your own obedience is complete. The grace to obey God fully. I release that grace upon you. Amen. Say amen. Amen. So number one, the strength of your connection with God. Number two, knowledge. The greater your knowledge. Number three, obedience. Number four, faithfulness. The fourth key that controls increase in the kingdom is faithfulness. Luke 16:10. Faithfulness. Faithfulness. Luke 16:10. Matthew 25:21. He that is faithful in that which is least, the Bible says, is faithful already, not will be. He is already faithful in much. And he that is unjust in the least is also an unjust in much. Matthew chapter 25, please, and verse 21. His Lord said unto him, still the parable of the talent. He said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Now I will make you ruler over many things. Over how many things? It started with talent and ended with many things. Talents and many things. Like, it starts with being faithful with your prayer life, and then it ends up with transgenerational influence. It starts with one thing, but your faithfulness in that one thing. The one thing can be service in the house of God. The one thing can be your spiritual vibrancy. It never starts and ends with only one thing. It starts with one thing, but it ends with many things. Hallelujah. Is someone learning? Faithfulness. Let me encourage you, beloved brothers and sisters, wherever you are, while trusting God for a great tomorrow, maximize today by being faithful. If your assignment is to clean this pulpit, do it with all your heart, knowing that the God of increase is watching you. If your assignment is to clean the house of God, whether supervised or not, do it with all your heart. If your assignment is to lead in songs and worship, do it with all your heart. Don't mind the mockers while you are obeying. If you allow mockers to distract you, it's like somebody shouting and stopping you from sowing your own seeds. Is someone learning? Faithfulness. I release upon you the grace to be faithful in the name of Jesus Christ. Apostle, but my real problem is finances. And up to until now, my finance is less than 100,000. Be faithful. Be faithful there. When you are faithful at that level, it qualifies you for the next level. I can tell you this, if you cannot manage 100,000 well, you can't manage 1 million well. There's nothing like, God bless me and you will see. He's already seen it now. Are we together now? You know, sometimes we do all these political prayers with God. He's not moved by those sentiments. Lord, bless me and you will see. He said, I'm seeing it now. I gave you 100,000. You didn't pray for 1 week. I gave you 100,000. They didn't find you in church. I gave 100,000. An offering basket was passing. You acted as if you were praying. You said, no, I can't bless you. I can't make you a treasurer in my kingdom. If you are learning, say amen. Faithfulness. Receive grace to be faithful. Faithfulness is the quality of consistency, regardless the results. The quality of consistency, regardless the results. Whether it is in rain or shine, whether I am appreciated or not, whether my head of department or my head of unit sees me or not, whether those who appreciate me intentionally refuse to see me or not, that's not their business. There's the all-seeing eye of God, and He's a rewarder. Because you know, sometimes, let me speak to corporate people, you can be giving your best and then another person is receiving the blessing. You are the one making things happen, driving that company to productivity. But when it's time to appreciate, you see them just call some ignorant person in front of you just because he's ahead of you. And he's receiving all the awards that should be yours. Don't worry. Mordecai helped the king and nobody remembered him. He still stayed quietly. He would have been angry and left and said, I'm not walking there again. The day his blessings would be looking for him, he would not have been there. The Bible says one night the king could not sleep. And he said, bring me the chronicles. And they saw there when Mordecai rescued the king. And he said, what was done to this man? He said, nothing. I sense in my spirit for someone. You have been faithful for many years. It looks like everybody has forgotten you. Whether it's in church or corporately. In the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we open the book of remembrance concerning you. God will remember you in this season. And it will be clear that serving God pays. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Number five. Are you ready? The fifth principle that controls increase is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Number one, the depth of your connection to God or with God. Number two, knowledge. Number three, obedience. Number four, faithfulness. Number five, thanksgiving. Psalm 67, 5 to 7. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Verse 6. Then shall the earth. Hold on. Don't assume you understand that scripture. When the Bible says, then shall the earth, it does not mean then shall loamy soil or clay soil. You are that earth he's talking about. There is increase locked up within you. You see that when the Bible talks of earth, he's not just talking of the ground yet. Yes, the ground. But he's talking of that earthen vessel too. There is increase locked up within you. But in the presence of complaining and nagging and competitive jealousy, seeing what God is doing in the life of others and not seeing what he has done in your life, no matter how little, you stifle the potential for increase. I'm not there yet, but I give you praise that I even have the potential to be there. And the more you give him praise, are we together now? I don't have a child yet, but glory to Jesus, I'm married. At least I know I will carry my child. Is someone learning now? My children are not grown yet, but glory to Jesus, I have children and they are growing. I don't have a promotion yet, but I thank God I'm gainfully employed. Lord, I give you praise. Always find what God is doing and say thank you for it. It is impossible to look at your life and not see what God is doing. Someone in 1 minute, can you lift your hand just right where you are and say, Father, thank you. Just take 1 minute, 1 minute. You don't have to stand, but 1 minute. Just think of the goodness of God and say thank you. Thank you. I'll never take you for granted. I had an accident last year, you may say, but I survived it. Thank you. I don't have a job, but I'm alive. They are not hanging my leg in the hospital, waiting for my bones to come together. Someone is saying thank you to Jesus. Someone is glorifying Jesus. That you are born again. That you are in the house of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Let me give you a kind advice. For the remaining part of 2026, I want you to enter a covenant with yourself that I would throw complaining out of the window of my destiny. Every time you are tempted to see what God is not doing, just remember what he has done and say thank you. Apostle, I just lost the job. As New Year text messages were coming, I didn't know that there was also the job of relieving me, the text of relieving me there. Don't worry. Give him thanks. Lord, I thank you. And when it gets painful, your thanksgiving now becomes an act of faith. Because you are not thanking him for what you can see. You are rejoicing in the God of your salvation. Is someone learning? All through this year, whether workers in church, fellow men, women of God, co-laborers, corporates, make up your mind. Apostle, my company is shaking right now. You know, we are connected with international organizations. And from last year, things are just going haywire. Yes! I know, you are not the only one listening to the news. I watched it too. But let me tell you, give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Apostle, nobody seems to be looking at me because you are blinded by what God is doing and you are just trying to attract sympathy. Lift your voice, your heart, and say thank you. That for this remaining part of the year, 2026, every day to be thank you, Jesus. When you wake up in the morning, Father, thank you. And the devil says, for what? Tell him it's none of your business. I'm not talking to you. The one I'm talking to heard me. I didn't say thank you, Satan. I said thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And he says, for what? Your home is about you. He's threatening divorce. He said, that's your business. Thank you, Jesus. And your child brought a report card that looks like an evil report. Say, thank you, Jesus. Don't look and say, I'm wasting my school fees. What kind of child is this? How am I sure it's even my child? Once you start behaving like that, you see, you are giving the devil your hands to chain it and destroy your life. It's a sick. You would never see me complain about anything. In my world, I always glorify God. I wake up in the morning, Lord, it's an honor to be alive. Thank you for being me. It's a great privilege to be me. Thank you. Thank you because I'm connected to Jesus. Again, someone say, thank you, Jesus. Let me give you the last key and then we're done. Has someone learned anything tonight? Now, the last principle that controls increase is the knowledge that increase is a harvest. The knowledge that increase is a harvest. If you do not know that increase is a harvest, you will be frustrated. Increase is a harvest. That means the seeds must be sown. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 10. Increase is a harvest. You need to have that knowledge, that orientation, that the increase I'm looking for is a harvest. Almost everything God gives men in the kingdom comes in seed form with the potential to be a harvest. It says, now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown. Read that statement very well. Multiply your seed sown. He only multiplies what is sown, not what is recognized. That you recognize you have a seed does not guarantee multiplication. Multiplication is only initiated when you sow. Are we together? Did you know that the corn that later grows in the farm was always in the house of the farmer, but it does not grow at home? Multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Increase is a harvest. You must sow the seeds. And most people do not know how to turn seeds into a harvest. Let me teach you at least three ways to sow your seeds. Number one, speaking. One of the first ways you sow is to speak. Because words are seeds. The parable of the talent, the seed was the word. Words are seeds. And when you speak those words, it's like a farmer sowing. Number two, the second way you sow is by doing good. The Bible says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for we will reap in due season if we faint not. The second way you sow seeds is well-doing. Blessed are the merciful as a seed, for they shall obtain mercy. The Bible says, give, Luke 6:38. He never said, give money. Give as a principle. And remember, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 likens giving to sowing. He that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. He that soweth bountifully. So he's talking of sowing and reaping. Then he says, according as every man has purpose in his heart, so let him give. He now switches. He's talking of sowing and reaping. Then he calls it giving and receiving. So giving is sowing. Receiving is harvesting. Are we together? Give, not money. Give wickedness. You are still a healthy farmer. Keep going. Provided that's the harvest you want. Give wickedness. Give whatever it is. But give kindness. Give love. Give honor. Is someone learning now? Every time you give, there is a guarantee you will receive. This is the year to give love. This is the year to give kindness. This is the year to sow to the spirit. Because both the spirit and the flesh are soils. And all of them deliver. To the spirit, you will reap life everlasting. To the flesh, you will reap corruption. Hallelujah. You want to experience increase? You must learn to give. You want to experience financial increase? There are laws. I'm sure Pastor Matthew was here and he shared a lot of things. I wouldn't go there. Dr. Lumide Emmanuel and all of that. But I can tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is he that withholdeth more than his meat and tends to penury. Diligence is a seed. Prayer is a seed. Respect and honor are seeds. Faithfulness is a seed. Consistency is a seed. Spiritual vibrancy is a seed. Are we together now? Love is a seed. Goodwill is a seed. Speaking the word of God is a seed. Prayerlessness is a seed. Laxity is a seed. Laziness is a seed. Complaining is a seed. All of them yield harvest. So when you find a bumper harvest of evil waiting for you, don't ask how it got there. You sowed it. I pray for you. Every tree that was planted but not intentionally, that is already growing into a negative tree, a negative harvest, we cut it down right now. We cut it down right now. Trees of dishonor, we cut it down right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Part of the mandate he gave Jeremiah is to root out, to cut down, then to plant and to build. Because when you get to the soil of a man's destiny, there are wrong trees that came from wrong seeds. So before you sow another, you root out and you cut down. And I'm saying it again by mercy. Where you have dishonored grace, where you have sown seeds that are yielding to a very wrong harvest, I pray for you by mercy, may that tree be cut down this night. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, it's my season of increase. Say, Father, I decree and I declare that in this season, I experience increase on every side. Increase on every side. Say it again, increase on every side. Stretch your hands and begin to pray. Call the various aspects of your life. Increase in my health. Increase in my knowledge of God. Increase in my finances. Come on now, someone is praying. Increase in ministry. Speak over the Holy Ghost Christian Center. 30 years. Increase. They that be planted in the house of God, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. That in old age, they shall be fat and flourishing. Someone is praying. Someone is praying. I declare, this is my season of increase. My season of increase. I strengthen my connection, my devotion to God, my devotion with God. In the name of Jesus, I contend for knowledge. I press for obedience. I am faithful over that which God has committed. I abound in thanksgiving, never complaining. In the name of Jesus. And I walk conscious of the fact that increase is a harvest. Therefore, I use words to sow. I use good works to sow. In the name of Jesus, I sow seeds of prayer for a harvest of power. I sow seeds of love for a harvest of love. I sow seeds of mercy for a harvest of mercy. I sow seeds of diligence for a harvest of plenty. Lift your voice and pray. One minute. Maximize your night. This is the final session. 1 minute. Someone pray. Lekra pataka parakataska tapranta kata. Shaprente pedeka parakata. Every tree that is not of God, I curse it in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we pray. Shout this after me. Say, Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I declare stagnation, delay, stuntedness ends in my life. I am in my season of increase, my season of fruitfulness, my season of advancement. Therefore, I go forward. Therefore, I increase. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I go forward. I go forward. I increase in every area of my life. My God increases my greatness. He comforts me on every side. It's our final prayer tonight. Is someone praying? I'm in my season of increase. I reject stagnation. I reject stuntedness. It is not the will of God. Finances, hear the word of the Lord. Experience increase. Ministry, hear the word of the Lord. Experience increase. My spiritual life, hear the word of the Lord. Experience increase. My career, hear the word of the Lord. Experience increase. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Wrapping up, thank you for your patience. Please let me have your attention for one more minute, everybody. I want you, if you go back home this night, just let me stand on the existing protocol to encourage you. Please take some time between now and when we come for the anniversary. Select any 1 hour and pray in the spirit and say, Father, whatever you have deposited that makes for my increase, tomorrow as I come, let it rest on me. Let it rest on me. Don't be casual. 30 years has a grace there. Are we together now? 30 years has a grace. It's a testament of consistency. Longevity is powerful. There is a blessing in longevity. That's why an old man, whether born again or not, by advantage of age, if he blesses you, you are blessed. Oh yes, oh yes. And God will honor them. There is a space for the aged in the spirit where they can make pronouncements, because age is a testament of consistency. We're celebrating 30 years. Don't just dance and forget to receive the blessings. Some of us, everything in your life is epileptic under 1 year. You need the grace. Hallelujah. Let me make the altar call. Our time is up. I understand there are overflows outside. There are many who are connected online. Please give me the honor of leading you to Jesus. It always starts with Jesus. Jesus is not an idea. He's the way. Jesus is not an app. He's the way. So when it has to do with the business of destiny and the business of increased success, advancement in the kingdom, ladies and gentlemen, it cannot happen outside of Jesus. I want to give someone an opportunity and extend to you an invite tonight in love for 1 minute. My time is up. Let me walk on borrowed 1 minute for your sake. Whether you are here in the main auditorium or outside and you are saying, Apostle, if you will give me an opportunity with Jesus, I want to make it right. As I heard you talk about deepening my connection, I confess that something is really wrong with my zeal, my passion, my fire. And number one, I want to make it right with Jesus. Or number two, I want to rededicate my life to Jesus and mean business with him. I'm going to give you an opportunity. We have just a minute for you. If you are in here, I will count 1 to 5. I need some honest and bold person. Tonight, you will not be the one waiting for someone to come out before you come. This is a business between you and your destiny. Whether you are outside, whether you are inside, I'm going to count 1 to 5. May I please request that the ushers allow them, whoever is responding to this call, wherever you are, I just want one sincere person from the back who is an apostle. I don't want to go home the same way I came. I want to make it right with Jesus. Wherever you are, I'm counting 1 to 5. Run quickly, leave your seat and come stand before me. It's my joy and my honor to pray for you. I begin my counting now. 1. If you are coming, run quickly. Let's celebrate Holy Ghost Christian Center. 2, God bless you, my brothers. 3. Let's keep encouraging them. They are coming. If you're coming, come quickly. You're coming, come quickly. He's the way, he's the truth, he's life. Paul can plant, Apollos can water, but in truth, in life and in destiny, it will take God to bring you increase. It will take God for you to finish strong. God bless you, my dear brothers and sisters. 4, the final count, and I begin to pray. If you're coming, rush quickly. Rush quickly. And for those who are connecting online, I'm sure, please make sure you pray this prayer and let us know that you just made Jesus Lord of your life in Jesus' name. My brothers and sisters, thank you very much. It takes a lot of courage to respond to this prayer. But listen, this is the wisest decision any man can make in this side of God's kingdom. The decision to be reconnected to Jesus the vine. Please lift your right hand as a sign of surrender. Say this after me as loud and as clear as you can. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for my sin. I believe you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive Jesus into my heart as my Savior, my Lord, and my King. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From tonight, I am a child of God. I live for Jesus all the days of my life. Amen. Keep your hands lifted. Father, thank you. Your word declares that as many who come to you, you will in no wise cast away. These ones have come declaring your lordship. Therefore, I speak the blessing of the Lord upon them. And by the authority of scripture, I declare your sins forgiven. I call you bona fide recipients of the life of God. The grace to live the victorious life, increasing on all sides, I impart upon you. You will love Jesus. You will serve him all the days of your life. For it's in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Please do me a favor. Would you look to my right? That will be your left from where you are standing. There are counselors waving their hands. They will have a word and a prayer with you just within a minute, and you're back to your seat. God bless you. Okay. God bless you. Hallelujah. Now, praise God. Praise God. I'm so deeply grateful. Pastor has given me just a few minutes to make declarations over your life. Is that fine? Hallelujah. Thank you so much. So, I'm going to make declarations over your life. For sake of time, we didn't have the time to be able to pray for the sick. But you see, it's very important many times that when God ministers to us like this, that there is a witness as to what he's done. So, for sake of time, so that I don't keep us longer than necessary, I want to speak over your life. This is a prophetic church. Words are powerful. We may not have the time to minister and take testimonies for now. Probably we'll leave that for tomorrow. But I want you to receive every prophetic word. Honestly, words are powerful. It's called a sent word. I told you there is the revealed word. Are we together? Yeah. But there is the sent word. When he sends his word, it heals them and then delivers them from all their destruction. In the name of Jesus. One of the greatest hindrances to increase is closed doors. Every time a door is closed, motion stops. Because when doors close, it limits motions. Number two, one of the hindrances to speed, to progress, is the absence of light. When your headlamp in the night spoils, you must reduce your speed immediately. Are we together now? I want to pray for you. Prayer number one, every door that has been closed over your life and your destiny, I stand in partnership with the prophetic grace that is in this house, and I declare that door opens now. Doors of nations open now. Someone is receiving. Doors of nations open now. Doors of resources open now. Doors of opportunity open now. I said again, doors of resources open now. Doors of opportunity open now. Listen, please look up. One of the greatest blessings you can receive in your life is called opportunity. I truly believe that David was not the only person who could kill Goliath, because it was mastery of slinging was customary to the Benjamites. It was not just to David. It was a gift and a skill that the tribe of Benjamin had. But he was the only one who was given the opportunity. There are sometimes the winner is not the best. It's just the one who was given opportunity. I pray for you by the power that raised Christ from the dead. The opportunity that will announce you in 2026. Receive it now. The opportunity that will announce you, my God, let it rest on you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Rebecca was not the only beautiful lady, but at the time the servant came, she was the one at the well. Ruth was not the only lady in need of a husband, but as at the time Boaz looked, he was the one she saw. I pray for you again. Whoever must see you, whoever must connect to you as a helper of destiny, we invoke the prophetic and I declare, may that connection happen speedily. May it 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 happen speedily. In the name of Jesus. Look at me. The Bible tells us to come before his throne that we may obtain help in time of need. There are three things about help you must understand. Number one, help must come on time. Number two, help must come to the degree that makes significant contribution. If you are looking for 1 million and I give you 1,000, you will say thank you, but I really did not help you because I did not give you an amount that adds to anything significant. Is someone learning now? Number three, help can come too late. It matters that help comes on time. Are we together? Help in time of need. Help in time of need. It was the delay of the bridegroom that made the oil of the virgins. They were not careless people. The bridegroom just delayed. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. May help come on time. Listen. I had the honor of following up the story of acquiring this place. And among the many things I learned from the story is that if help, divine help, did not come on time, maybe the opportunity to have this place would have gone to another person. Let me tell you, opportunity is like rain. If your bucket does not come on time, the rain will dry up and you will not be able to fetch anything. Again, I pray for you from the depth of my spirit. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, may help come on time. For someone, may help come this night. May help come this week. May help come this month. Are you receiving? May help come this night. May it come this week. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. Your enemy will not reach the ears of your helpers before you. He will not say something to them that makes them change their mind concerning you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There are two ways God feeds people. Number one, he empowers you to farm. And then after 4 months comes the harvest. And the harvest. Let the giver of bread bring bread for you on time. While you are waiting for your seed to grow, may bread be supplied to you in Jesus' name. May the mystery raven that will be sent by God to bail you out, to take away shame, may it come on time. Hallelujah. Now please hear me. It says, thou anointest my head with oil, but my cup. There is a relationship between your head and your cup. When your cup is empty, don't blame the cup. The cup can be your business. The cup can be your ministry. If your cup is empty, the problem is the oil on your head. So when God wants to increase your cup, he does something to what is on your head. It says, thou anointest my head with oil. And I know the extent of the anointing on my head by looking at the increase. My cup runneth over. I'm seeing dry cups, businesses that are not working, different things that are not working. I pray for you. The anointing in this season that must rest upon you and distinguish you, the anointing that must rest upon you and rewrite the narrative of your life, receive it now. Receive it now. I release favor. Do you believe in favor? I release favor. Favor. Let systems and structures come under pressure for your sake. Favor from the north, favor from the south, favor from the east, favor from the west. I said again, favor from the north, favor from the south, favor from the east, favor from the west, favor in the morning, favor in the afternoon, favor in the night. Anybody who finds you goes down. Anyone who finds you in this season goes down. Anyone who wants to rejoice over your pain, what happened to Haman will happen to them. In the name of Jesus.
He said, for your shame, you will receive double. Let me speak it over you. I don't know what brought you shame in 2025. I don't know what is bringing you shame now, that men are using your life as a discussion. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord who stands behind you as a mighty, terrible one. Oh, let God arise. This week, let him arise. This month, let him arise. And may God do something spectacular in your life, spectacular in your family, spectacular in your business, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now hear me. In the name of Jesus, and because this is a prophetic church, I activate dreams and visions. Listen. I know I just have a few minutes. I want you to, you are making a great bargain this night. Do you know the difference between you and the next level is your prophetic insight? You can lose an insight just because you know what God did yesterday does not mean you are aligned to what he's doing tomorrow. What keeps a man 30 years? 30 years is not a straight line. 30 years is navigating corners. He said, thou shalt hear a voice from behind saying, this is the way, walk in it. I pray for you. Every confusion around your life, every confusion around your destiny, every confusion around your business, should I go abroad or I should stay? Should I do whatever? I pray for you this night as you go to bed, through dreams, visions, prophetic experiences, find clarity and direction. Find clarity and direction. Find clarity and direction. Find clarity and direction. It was on this very stage last year, I remember the man of God standing to say, by God's grace, they are going to acquire this property. And by the mercy of God, I have followed through a bit. At least I have an understanding of the journey. It must have been the hand of God. Let me tell you the truth. There are people who are paying mortgages forever, for decades, and they've not even gone halfway. If God can give this ministry speed, then like it happened to the... He said, oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts after you. It says to see your power and your glory as I have seen in the sanctuary. That what I saw in church, let me also see in my life. I saw speed in church, let me see it in my life. I saw completion in church, let me see it in my life. I pray for you as God has done it for Holy Ghost Christian Center. May God replicate it in your life. May God replicate it in your life. Fully paid for. May God pay it in your life too. That everything you are trusting God to do, I'm speaking to you prophetically in the name that is above all names. By this time next year, you will not be owing anything. The God of mercy will help you. I say it from the depth of my spirit in the name of Jesus. Let the God of all grace help you. May he take away shame. May he take away reproach. For 30 years, this ministry has been going from glory to glory. Anything stopping your advancement, we clear it out of the way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, I am victorious. Say, it's my season of increase. I go forward
Say, I go forward. Say, I go forward. Say, I go forward. Say, I make progress. I break barriers. New doors, new horizons, new chapters, new dimensions, new giftings, fresh fire, greater grace. That is my destiny in this season. In the name of Jesus.